This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Annie Sneed. Rice Krispies? Rain hitting a tin roof? Bacon frying? How about noisy creatures known as snapping shrimp? Warm temperate and tropical coastal waters around the world are teeming with these noisy little creatures. They snap their claws so fast that they produce a bubble. When the bubble bursts, it makes a loud popping sound.
It's a sort of persistent background noise, these snapping shrimp kind of crackling.
Aaron Mooney, a marine biologist at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. The shrimp produce the loud sound to stun prey. So how would these shrimp be affected by oceans getting warmer in coming years? To find out, Mooney and his colleague Ashley Lillis analyzed audio recordings of the critters in their natural environment. They also performed lab experiments with snapping shrimp collected from the wild in water of varying temperatures. And they found that when water heats up, the shrimp starts snapping more, and the water's soundscape gets louder. They shared their findings in February at the Ocean Sciences Meeting 2020 in San Diego. The researchers aren't sure what's causing this change in shrimp behavior, but they have an idea.
We don't precisely know the mechanism of why they're snapping more often. What we think is that these guys are basically just ectothermic animals. So that means that they're directly responding to environmental conditions around them. And so basically, as you increase the water temperature, it increases their metabolic rates, or they get just more metabolically active. And so they're able or trying to snap more.
If these shrimp do make the ocean noisier as the climate warms, it could be a problem for both marine creatures and humans. Many ocean animals use sound to communicate. And both the Navy and fishermen rely on marine acoustics to do their work.
You know, we've never really thought about how that ocean or its own background noise or its own fog is sort of naturally increasing and what we think is, you know, temperature-driven or climate change-driven. So as you raise those levels, it's just harder to kind of see through that acoustic fog.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Annie Sneed.